possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go. What's up? How's it going, folks? It's Jesse here. Friday morning, indie wake-up call. We kick things off with Men I Trust and Husk. And here's a man you can trust. It's me. You know what's up. You know what's happening. It's January. It's cold. Otherwise, kind of a nice day here on campus in the beautiful CFRC studios in the basement of Lower Carruthers Hall. And it's chilly, but you know what? I'll take it. Not too bad. I need the sunlight for my lizard brain to keep me alive, so we're going to roll with it. And you already know the drill, folks. When January rolls around, kind of like with the Hollywood film industry, it's a bit of a slow period for music as well. Not a lot of big releases in January. So the first few shows of the new year, we have a nice little mix of current CanCon, so you're fresh material, but also I like to take time to mark some big anniversary releases for that given year. So if you aren't aware, we're 10 days in, it's 2025. I've had moments and fugues like that. I get it. That means we are on the cusp of some big round numbers for significant releases. Last week, we talked about albums that were turning 20 and 25 years old. So let's roll the clock back another 10 years and look at some artists with releases turning 30 and 35 years old. And I will say some of these, I'm looking at the singles, not the albums, because, I mean, back when the music industry was entirely predicated upon album sales, I mean, you would release your singles months in advance in anticipation for the album. So some of these albums technically are 1996, but the original singles, 1995, 1990, you know the drill. And 1995, which we're going to start off with, very, very fascinating year for music. We are just at the end of that first kind of grunge wave. So although it's only been really 3 years, we are starting to move into the post-grunge genre and the early days of what would become adult alternative, which to me is a very funny classification, adult alternative, but that's what they went with. So 1995, some of the big releases that year, there's two that spring to my mind immediately, both of which will have songs from, which is Oasis, What's the Story, Morning Glory, the absolute apex of that kind of new British invasion. Oasis, the biggest band in the world from 1993 to about 1998, and then they flamed out spectacularly with Interpersonal Struggles, Personal Struggles, Take Your Pick. And the other big release from that year, in my mind, the other album that kind of dominated everything and really sort of led to a cultural reset, especially in the realm of music, was Jagged Little Pill by Alanis Morissette. So we've got Forgiven, which is my favorite cut off that album, coming up in a little bit as well. And we'll get into more detail about that once we hear those tracks. But just priming the pump for you folks, you're going to hear some music from 1995. You're going to hear some music from 1990. You're going to hear music from 2024. And even a few tracks from 2025 that I've managed to prize out of the doldrums of early January. Okay, enough from me. Let's get back to it and let's start things off with a little bit of that aforementioned Oasis. This is Roll With It on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
You gotta roll with it. The queerest of the queer. which way to move. You'll pick a fight, I keep it light. No one stays friends with you. No wonder I might too. The evangelist cut the loss. I'm done my towel toss. And I can't be tapered off. It's like a canopy over hate. And I'm above it, can't live that way. No, you're covered and can't be changed. You're the only one in your way. It's like a canopy over hate. And I'm above it, can't live that way. Giving to, it's not the world but you. But you can be top of your syndrome, always the victim. You get what you give into, it's not the world but you. But you can be top of your syndrome, always the victim. It's like a canopy over. Falling for it, I'm under your canopy. What does it say about me when the light comes through? Am I the same as you? Just a different shade of blue when the light comes through. Am I the same as you? Just a different shade of blue.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this January and February at the Broom Factory, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local favorites. On January 18th, don't miss Canadian alt-rock duo Mountain Head. January 24th features local indie rock outfit Cassador. On January 26th, Bedouin Soundclash takes the stage. February 7th sees Busty and the Bass come to town. And on February 19th, it's a special Wednesday night rock show with headliners Dear Rouge. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and to Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
Gonna feel like hell tonight. The tears of rage I cannot buy. I'd be the last to help you understand. Are you strong? Be alone tonight.
And we are back, folks. That was the quintessential mom country artist, Sheryl Crow, Strong Enough, 1995. And that's what our theme is kind of broadly in January as we wait for all the new music to get released, all the exciting, fun new music to get released. We like to throw it back a bit and celebrate some anniversary releases. 1995, 30 years ago, we're about midway through that 1995 block. And I think it's a very interesting time for music. You're at the kind of crest, the end of that wave of grunge. You're starting to get the kind of mainstream country music scene start to pick up steam and enter that mainstream, like Sheryl Crow there, which was a huge hit in 1995. There's a wonderful MTV Unplugged performance of it as well, which is actually how I was introduced to the song. And as we build up to the biggest release of 1995, Jagged Little Pill, another album that is kind of both the result of dominant music trends preceding it, extremely of its time, and still manages to be quite timeless in how it is produced and performed. I think it is an album that is maybe slightly overhyped, but I do still love it a great deal, but we'll get to that. Up next, though, we do have Canadian jazz ensemble Bad Bad Not Good featuring Tim Bernardes with Hoera Cosmica, and then we're going to hear a little bit from the one and only Alanis Morissette with Forgiven.
Você também.
much time I love you too late. I never forgot it. Could be everything as it was now. Fine with no guilt feelings. The sinners, the saviors, the love of the freestyle. See you next Sunday. We all have reasons to be there. We all have a thing or two to learn. We all need something to cling to. So we get good. I sang hallelujah in the choir. Hallelujah, I confess my darkest deeds to an envious man. My brothers, they never went blind for what they did, but I may as well.
Question.
That was Mo Kenny, East Coast's own Mo Kenny with Evening Dream. Just a lovely track there. And underneath me, you were hearing another 1995 release, albeit one I can't really justify playing on its own on the Indie Wake Up Call, which is, yes, Yoko Takahashi's Rule Angels Thesis, which the dateless among you, myself included, will recognize as the title theme from Neon Genesis Evangelion, a massive media release in its own right in 1995, taking Japan by storm, and then once it made it stateside, becoming a cultural phenomenon in its own right. Turns out, if you have a series predicated on big, crazy-looking robots fighting, people will resonate with that. 1995, quite a cultural mishmash of a year, no doubt about it. Admittedly, I was one, so don't have a lot in the way of memories of the year itself, but retrospectively, it's always an interesting one to plumb the depths of. Because, yeah, you are experiencing a mishmash of genres in the mainstream. The end of grunge, the beginning of adult alternative, the rise of mainstream country. A fascinating time to be listening to music, and some of the big releases that year reflect that kind of cultural mishmash. I mean, you have Oasis, you have Sheryl Crow, you have Garbage. And fun fact about Sheryl Crow and Garbage, both would, in just a few years' time, go on to do theme songs for Pierce Brosnan-era James Bond movies, which I think is a fun little connection as well. But in just a moment, we are going to be winding back the clock an additional 5 years. We looked at some of the releases turning 30 in 2025. Well, let's look at some of the releases turning 35 in 2025. We are going back to 1990, which is maybe not quite as eclectic in terms of dominant music trends. And I will say some of the stuff I am playing for 1990 is not wholly reflective of especially the burgeoning hip-hop scene, mostly because I cannot do justice by censoring a lot of the tracks I would be playing. However, I am very excited that we do get a chance to play A Tribe Called Quest with I Left My Wallet in El Segundo coming up shortly, but I am going to kick off the 1990 block with one of the top pop releases that year and a song that holds up remarkably well 35 plus years later. And it's a bit of a sad story because Sinead O'Connor had, following the release of this song, a very difficult public life. A lot of it related to her decision to criticize the Catholic Church, criticize the Pope on an episode of Saturday Night Live, famously ripping up a picture of the Pope. And the response to that was nothing short of psychotic from, well, every stretch and aspect of the media. So I want to take a moment to recognize the immensely talented Sinead O'Connor, celebrate her accomplishments, and play one of the most just straightforward, beautiful pop ballads of its generation, of the 20th century. We're going to kick off our 1990 music block with Nothing Compares to You, written originally by Prince, but performed by Irish singer Sinead O'Connor.
familiar to me. By validation, that's my philosophy. I believe I die. No need for you to reciprocate. No matter how high or heavy the take, a stick of gum into dynamite. You could plead guilty and now we'll do the
guitar.
Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Q-Tip.
Where are you going and who are you going with?
It's me, Alex.
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. My mother went away for a month long trip. Her and some friends on an ocean liner ship. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ollie up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Took the Dodge Dart, a 74. My mother left the yard, but I needed one more. Shahid had me covered with 100 greenbacks. So we left Brooklyn and we made big tracks. Drove down the belt, got on the conduit. Came to a toll, we paid and went through it. Had no destination, we was on a quest. Ollie laid in the back so he can get rest. Drove down the road for 2 days and a half. The sun had just risen on a dusty path. Just then a figure had caught my eye. A mirror for Sombrero who was 4 feet high. I pulled over to ask where he was at. His index finger, he tipped off his hat. El Segundo, he said, my name is Pedro. If you need directions, I'll tell you pronto. Needed civilization, some sort of reservation. He said a mile south, there's a fast food station. Thanks to you as I started the motor. Ali said,
damn, Tim, what you drive so far for? Well, describe to me what the wallet looks like.
Anyway, a gas station we passed. We got gas and went on to get grub. It was a nice little pub in the middle of nowhere. Anywhere would have been better. I ordered enchiladas and I ate them. Ali had the fruit punch. When we finished, we thought for ways to get back. I had a hunch. Ali said, pay for lunch. So I did it. Pulled out the wallet and I saw this wicked, beautiful lady. She was a waitress there. Put the wallet down and stared and stared to put me back into reality. Here's Shahid.
Yo, Tip, man, you got what you need?
I checked for keys and started to step. What do you know? My wallet, I forget.
Yo, it was a brown wallet. Had props numbers. Had my Jimmy hats. I gotta get it, man.
Lord have mercy. The heat got hotter. Ali starts to curse me. I feel bad, but he makes me feel badder. Chit, chit, chatter. Car starts to scatter. Break it on out. We was northeast bound. Jetting on down at the speed of sound. 3 days coming and three more going. We get back and there was no slack. 490, man. Madison, we're here, Shy. He said, all right, Chip, see you tomorrow. Thinking about the past week, the last week. Hands go in my pocket, I can't speak. Hop in the car and torpedo to the shack. A Shaheed, we gotta go back. When he said why, I said we gotta go. Cause I left my wallet in El Segundo. Yeah, I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, fight.
Let's beat your
we can go, but we gotta go.
して